called a gully or a ravine or hollow?
Yeah.
What about the things along the side of the road to carry the water off?
Oh, that's culverts.
Uh-huh. Or just something just dug. That'd just be it.
Well, we always just see culverts on the side of the highway, honey.
Uh-huh. And say if you have some water flowing along and then it drops off and goes on over, you'd call that a...
From a house?
No, just a stream that's flowing along.
Oh, we'd call it just a stream, I imagine. I don't know, honey.
If it drops and the water...
Oh, a waterfall.
Okay. And... Just some water, just a small little stream of water, you'd call that a
creek.
Okay. What about something else besides a creek?
Well, we just call it a ditch. We never did call no creeks. We never had no creeks around here, honey.
Does a ditch have water flowing in it?
They used to have water years ago.
Uh-huh. What about what y'all have around here? Yeah, the canals and...
We have canals, yeah. We have canals and bays.
Uh-huh. What else?
They call them, some people might call them instead of bays, they might call them bayous.
Uh-huh. What do you think of a bayou as being?
A bay?
Just a
bay or bayou, just a different way to pronounce it, that's all.
Uh-huh.
It's open water, that's all I can tell you.
What are some of the names of some of the... streams or bays or...
No, I can't help you with that. I'm not too good on that, but maybe the Loga girl can help you on that. Means her husband trolls, they could help. My husband could help you if he'd sit down long enough to talk to you, but you can't get him to sit down long enough to talk to you. He could help you real good with that. Because he knows all the names.
Uh-huh. Where, do you remember when you were little, any small creeks or bayous?
Oh, we used to have a camp across the river.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had a camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to have it built in Yankee Bayou.
Yankee Bayou?
Mm-hmm.
How did it get that name?
I don't know, honey. It was named that, and that's all I remember of it, you know.
Uh-huh. And a place where boats can stop and where the freight's unloaded. They call that a...
Oh, my freight. I got to think back a minute there, honey. It's a good while ago.
Well, just a place where boats stop.
On the marinas.
Uh-huh. Or where the ships stop.
Oh, the ships stop. They have a place up in, I think, in Tripe across the river where they unload. They have certain tankers, you know, that comes and unloads and gets oil and all. But, they're mostly ships unloaded in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place where they tie?
Dock.
Uh-huh. Anything else besides a dock?
No, I never did call nothing else but a dock.
And say a small rise in land, that'd be called a...
I don't know, honey.
Well, where the land goes up.
A hill?
Uh-huh. And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Opened by a doorknob.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word knob used to talk about land?
No.
What about something a whole lot bigger than a hill? That'd be a...
A lot?
Or...
Acres?
No, something a lot taller than a hill.
Oh, a mountain?
Uh-huh. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
I don't know anything about mountains, sweetheart.
You never been up a...
Yeah, I've been up, but I mean, I don't know too much about mountains. I don't know too much about mountains. Thanks.